The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hi, and welcome to Self-Love, It's a Process. This is a podcast sharing my journey on building self-love. Self-love is a topic that's very important but not talked about enough, despite the many people who struggle to love themselves. In this podcast, I will be sharing the ways self-love contributes to growth and the different ways of practicing self-love. So with that being said, let's get lovin'. Hi, and welcome to episode 4 of Self-Love, It's a Process. I'm your host, Cry, and as I mentioned before, this is a podcast focused on the journey to loving the self. Today, I want to talk to all of you about the importance of practicing self-appreciation. But before I get into that, I want to express again my gratitude towards all of you for making it to the 5th episode. It really does mean a lot to me, and I really hope you guys enjoy today's episode. So, to start off, I do want to address what is self-appreciation. And for me, self-appreciation is treating yourself with kindness, respect, and compassion, like you would treat your loved one. It also means becoming comfortable with the idea of praising and complimenting yourself, holding yourself up high. And also, seeing yourself as you would see the person next to you. That is what self-appreciation is. Now, when it comes to self-appreciation, people really don't usually like the idea of appreciating themselves. It makes them feel a sense of discomfort because of other people's view on the idea of self-praise. A lot of people think that complimenting yourself or basically showing yourself love is something that's narcissistic, and that if you were to compliment yourself and put yourself up high, that you're being narcissistic and arrogant about yourself. And people often take this self-appreciation idea and see it as being cocky about yourself. And also, a lot of people tend to push this idea on others is the you have to be humble idea. So because of this you have to be humble idea, a lot of people fear complimenting themselves. We always have to put ourselves a little bit down and be humble every moment of our lives. And it's true that there are times where you should or could be humble, but there are also times where you should and could praise yourself because you are deserving of praise when you do something well, when you achieve something, when you've reached a goal, and so on and so forth. But people, like with self-forgiveness, believe that appreciation roots from criticism and hardship. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't be hard on yourself. It's good for you. It really is. But what I'm saying is that to be able to appreciate yourself, you don't have to be too hard on yourself. You're not deserving of that. You don't deserve that super harsh criticism. And that is not a requirement in order to appreciate yourself. The truth is, it's not like that. You can appreciate yourself for the little things that you do. You can appreciate your skills. You can appreciate a lot of things. Can't think of them at the top of my head, but there's a lot of things, a lot of small things you can appreciate about yourself. It doesn't have to come through hardship and hard work, though it can, and a lot of it is. It doesn't have to be that way. But also, self-appreciation should be normalized and treated like self-love, self-forgiveness, and self-compassion. It's something that should be seen as something positive, not negative, because it's everything but negativity. But what causes us to stray away from this from self-appreciation is the fact that we are often taught not to focus on the positives. We're naturally taught to focus on the negatives. And by focusing on the negatives, it prevents us from seeing the good in ourselves. And that's not what we want in this podcast, you know? What we should strive for is focusing on the positive aspects on yourself. At least considering it. I'm not saying that it's bad to focus on the negative parts on yourself. It's really good to reflect on those bad parts that you see in yourself. It helps you grow and become a better person. But what I'm saying is you shouldn't let it beat you down and prevent you from seeing the good in yourself, because everybody has a great side to themselves. Everybody does. You, me, your next door neighbor, we're all good people. It's just we have to acknowledge that more and appreciate that version of ourselves a lot more, because that side of ourself really does a lot of work. But another thing that really prevents us from seeing ourselves in a positive light is social media. We are so attached to social media where we just have to compare ourselves to the people we see on there. And we feel that by looking at other people's accomplishments, we can't say that we did something good. We compare our accomplishments to other people's accomplishments, and we weigh them on a scale. And the larger someone's appreciation is, the lower your appreciation is. And that's what keeps you from telling yourself that you did a good job. You begin to set super high expectations for yourself. Set the bar high. And it's not that setting the bar high is bad. It's that you're letting this bar intimidate you and keep you from going step by step. It's a step-by-step process to get to where that person has been. You just have to follow that way. And by doing that, you have to appreciate the little things and go step by step, because that's the way it works. So just take into account when you're looking at social media that you shouldn't compare your accomplishments to other people's accomplishments. Your accomplishment is significant and important and great just as someone else's is. Don't put yourself on a scale, because you are not an object. You're not. So please, please appreciate yourself. But now I'm going to talk about why exactly it's important to appreciate yourself. So I have read, I believe it was from the Stanford University on their blog, self-appreciation is not just appreciating yourself as your own person, but showing appreciation towards everything that helped create who you are. This includes your experiences, the lessons you've learned, and your family and friends. That by appreciating yourself, you are honoring everything that they've done for you. You are not only appreciating yourself, but you're appreciating them because they helped create who you are today. So, if it helps you, please think about appreciating yourself like appreciating people you love. But also, it's important because self-appreciation helps you reflect on your own strengths and help you grow self-confidence. Because self-appreciation is usually comes through achieving something, small or big. By reflecting on those achievements, you grow self-confidence because you did that. You deserve that praise, and you worked for it. Small or big, you worked for it. And that's the important part. And by looking back at the great work that you've done, you grow self-confidence and you become ready for the next battle. But also, we need to take control of our own lives. We tend to let other people determine our worth, our worthiness of praise and appreciation. We need to let go of letting other people run our lives. A lot of people are so set back by other people's expectations, other people's set bar for you. I'm not saying those bars are bad, but I'm saying they can stunt your growth if pushed too hard. You are able to determine your own worth, worthiness of praise, and appreciation. I'm not saying that you should use this as a way to criticize yourself, put yourself down, but as a way to hold yourself and comfort yourself and cultivate yourself into becoming something so much more. Another thing that self-appreciation does for you is show that you cherish yourself and the gifts and talents that you've been given. That's important. Also, it helps you more prepare to face challenges. Like what I said with the self-confidence and reflecting on your strengths, it helps you become prepared to face other battles. Overall, though, just learning how to appreciate yourself can lead you to living a healthier lifestyle and becoming a more happy person. Because like everyone else around you, you deserve to be happy. So, now how to practice self-appreciation. I know a lot of people struggle with this. I struggle with it myself. So here are some tips. I've read from the same blog that you should reflect and look back. Reflecting and looking back at what you did and that goal that you achieved, it'll help you look at the positive in yourself. It literally happened to me today and I did my presentation and I got a good grade. But what else? Take into the consideration the way you decide to talk to yourself. Acknowledge it. If you see something that you're saying to yourself that's negative, you should take the chance to change it. Instead of looking at yourself in the mirror and saying bad stuff about yourself, replace it with the good things you find in yourself. And I know that might be hard to find, but it's there. It's there. You know it's there. Now, another thing you could do is gift yourself something when you've achieved something great. So today, did my presentation, got a good grade. What did I gift myself with? I bought microwavable lasagna from Walgreens. Tastes good. That's how I celebrated. I bought lasagna. It was good. And I'm happy. I did that. You know, me and my partner and I, we did that. But another way we practice this every time we do this podcast, but it's gratefulness. Practicing gratefulness is such a great way to appreciate yourself, because you know what? By being grateful for the things that you have, the people that are around you, you're appreciating them. And by appreciating them, you're appreciating yourself, because they helped create you. They helped you grow. They helped you grow. Now we're getting to the end of this podcast. So, we just talked about gratefulness. Sorry if you could hear the dog. But for gratefulness, let's practice it right now. So, something I am grateful for today. I want to say my friends. I don't know if I said this in a past podcast, but my friends, I'm really appreciative of them. Hey, self-appreciation. But I am very grateful that I have them, because I was really stressed out about the presentation that I was going to do, that I did today, not going to do, that I did today. And they helped me practice. I practiced like 5 times with them. Well, it was one person. But I practiced 5 times and I got the pronunciations right and everything. they really helped me. We might not have been in person, but just being on call with them and practicing really helped me. Like, I'm so grateful for them. So grateful. All right. But to wrap it up, remember, we are all perfectly imperfect. You are beautiful. You are enough. You are valued. And you are unique. Thank you for making it through this podcast. The next episode, we'll be talking about self-acknowledgement. Acknowledging yourself. All right. So with that being said, thank you. And bye-bye.